Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how are you doing tonight? So, welcome to Lana's Talk. We will be doing a segment tonight on sexual harassment that goes on in the trucking industry with trainers, drivers, that we as a industry of female and male have to tolerate on a daily basis out there in the trucking industry. I'm going to wait for some people to join. We will have a special guest on tonight that will speak about her experience in the trucking industry of what has happened to her and how she handled it. We will also, I have a lot of stuff to cover tonight and not a whole lot of time to do this in. So if you would share this video out, I would love to have callers calling in tonight to tell their story so that it could possibly be a story of empowerment to help somebody that might be going through, you know, this problem right now or has gone through this problem and they don't know how to handle it and they need help and they're just scared to talk about it because, you know, being sexually harassed is a very uncomfortable thing to have to deal with, especially if you're being sexually harassed or violated by a peer, you know, somebody who's supposed to be training you. And who do you talk to about that? You know, you can go to these big corporate heads and it becomes a he said, she said situation. And so you end up getting a name and, or, you know, I've seen some people make comments. There's been a comment section open on this and I was really astonished, because I seen some comments about somebody saying, well, maybe she deserved it. Guys, nobody ever deserves to be sexually violated in any mannerism, ever. Nobody deserves to be sexually harassed by anybody, ever. Ever. And anybody who has that mindset that says, well, he or she deserved it because the way that they were dressed or because the way that they were talking. No. No. You do not have the right to touch anybody's body without their permission. So I will pray for you who have that kind of mindset, that believe that this is something that somebody deserved. They deserve to be raped. They deserve to be hit on. They deserve to be propositioned. They deserve to be given an ultimatum by their trainer to, you know, give them a blowjob or they won't graduate from their school. You know, they deserve to be told. In my case, in my school, I was told to lose the makeup. Nobody cares what you really look like. Fingernails aren't allowed in trucking. You know, you need to learn how to be more proddy and, you know, make fun of people. And that's just not me. That's just not who I am, and that's not what I do. And I would never do that. I am a person of empowerment. I do not bully people. I do not bash people. I want to help people. I want to lift people up. I want to make them smile when they're having a bad day. I sure the heck don't want to cross the boundaries and, you know, harass them in any way whatsoever. Please pardon the stuttering that's going on right now. I'm trying to share this out to the group because I really think that this is a subject that needs to be brought back to the limelight. It's gotten pushed back, and nobody is paying any attention to it, or when somebody does speak out about it, they get called all kinds of names. And, you know, it shouldn't be going on. I'm sorry. It is not okay. I do not agree with that. And if it was happening to you and you are the person that is making fun of these people that are complaining about being harassed, you know, by a trainer or by another driver in the trucking industry, or saying that we need to toughen up or buy a Glock or those kind of things, you know, some of us don't have that kind of personality to do that, and we actually don't know where to turn or what to do. So I'm hoping that we will be able to help you find a place to turn to if you are currently being harassed or currently being violated by a trainer, by another driver. I hope that this show will be able to allow you to be brave and come forward and want to share your story and, you know, and get it out there so that we can, you know, get a hold of this situation that's gotten out of control, that, you know, everybody stopped paying attention to. So let me finish sharing this out to the groups. We will have a special guest on tonight. She is brave enough that she is going to come on and she is going to share her story. I think I might have already said that. Please forgive me if I'm repeating myself. I am trying to multitask here and it just isn't working out. So, hey Susie, how's it going tonight? How are you?
Hey, Lena. I'm good. I wanted to add something to what you were saying. You were talking about people saying that women deserve it because of how they were dressed, or they deserve it because they act a certain way. Also, a lot of the times you hear people say, well, she was just asking for it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
We don't shame victims of crime. You don't shame someone because it is a crime. It is a crime to harass. It is a crime to bully. It is a crime to rape. You do not get a pass. I don't care what the person does. You never get a pass when it comes to violating someone else's body. And even if you don't physically touch them, if you harass them to the point that you are breaking their psyche, you're garbage. You are straight garbage.
Yes. Yes. You are garbage, and you need help. You seriously, you need to go get help. So I am going to tell everybody tonight I am going to be smoking, so I'm sorry. Can everybody hear Susie okay? We got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. So I think I'm just going to get to it. We're going to start out with our sponsor, Internet Truck Stop. You guys, if you don't know about truckstop.com and you need a load board to post your truck up on or find a load, they have a Book It Now tab to where you don't even have to speak with brokers anymore to book the load. You can go to truckstop.com, check them out, see what kind of services they have to offer you. I use truckstop.com for my trucking company, and it works out well for me. I find really good loads on there. It is a very informational board. You don't even have to personally speak to the broker if you don't want. There's a tab that you can click. You can get their email address, and you can send them an email. All you have to do in the subject line is put the, you know, what load you're talking about, and they can email. You can email back and forth that way. Some people don't like speaking on the phone to people, so this is a way for you to be able to reach out to the, look at me trying to get my hair out of my face, sorry guys, a way for you to reach out to the broker and get your truck covered. So truckstop.com, go there, give them a checkout. Check out their site. It's a very informational site. They do post a lot of stuff about the trucking industry, which is very important. We need to know these things. So truckstop.com, guys. Go over there and give them a try. So, Susie, I had printed out some information tonight. And to the women, I am not, this will be a total confidential segment tonight. Your name will not be mentioned, but I am going to share your story, your comments that you made. I really hope that you are okay with it. Like I said, we have our caller. We have our caller, our special guest. We need to go ahead and get her on here tonight. So tonight we have our special guest. I will let her introduce herself. I want to go over these things, though, if you hold on just a second. Okay, Sunshine?
Sure thing.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Lana's Talk. Thank you so much. I know that you can't be on here long, that you've got your own show that you've got to get ready for, which, guys, by the way, comes on after my show. I will let her do a plug on that before she gets off here tonight so we can all go over there and listen to her about her show. But I do want to say this stuff before we – I want to read some stuff and then Ms. Sunshine, we'll let you take the floor after that because I want to get your thoughts on what the stuff that I'm going to read here, okay?
Sure thing.
Okay. So can everybody hear her okay? Give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs up. You guys know the drill. So there are 3.5 million CDL holders in the United States. 7.89% are women. And so we don't hold we are a minute minority in this industry. We are growing. The problem is that there are not hardly any male or female trainers, and so we get stuck with male trainers. So we're already at a disadvantage because for some reason I don't understand why after women get their CDL and they should think about wanting, maybe because, you know, they want to be on the road. So that would probably be why, because they'd rather be out there driving. And so the ratio to female and male trainers is a huge difference. And so we as women drivers end up most generally getting stuck with male trainers. And that's okay. I mean, you know, we all have to cohabitate in this world of where men have dominated it and female now have been coming in strong to the industry, and we've been doing a really good job, if I might say so myself. But I had seen a post on a group that I'm on, and it was a message, somebody asking, how many women on here have ever been sexually harassed or sexually assaulted in the trucking industry? And some of these women, you know, they were brave enough to go on there and tell their story. And thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for willing to put it out there so that whoever read your comment knows that they're not alone. Because we all know that when something like this happens, we feel degraded. We feel embarrassed. We feel shamed. You know, it's just a thing that happens, and it's not our fault. It's not your fault. It's not. Let's be clear about that. It is not your fault. So this woman posted, and this one really sickens me. This one touches me really hard. I had to sleep with my class instructor twice to get my CDL. I told the corporate office. They laughed in my face. Now, I don't talk about it or think about it. I love trucking. I wish I could erase that from my memory forever. A high price to pay for a CDL. He's got others too, but he still has a wife and a job. So the course she reported it, and corporate did nothing about it, and he's still violating other women and getting away with it. I don't understand how this is going on. You know, we have another lady that said, I got propositioned several times by a male OTR trainer to watch him jack off for $100. Then I caught him going through my photos on my phone. It dropped down from the top bunk while I was sleeping. too scared to say anything until he said, "You should put a lock on your phone. Oh, nice picture of your vagina." What? Are you serious? You know, and we have another one, you know, this lady said she has all kinds of written proof, and the stalking afterwards, she was stalked, and she left there after her time was up, and she had to get her CDL on her own. She said she was a nervous wreck from that place, and it's a state school, and still nothing's been done. You know, actually, she said, a man walked up. Oh, here you go. We've got another woman that went to a receiver. A man walked up with the bills in his hand and said, "Good time with me in the back room," while she had her kids in the truck. She said, "I felt horrible after that, and I'm still trying to get past it. He definitely left me looking over my shoulder. He definitely left me looking over my shoulder." Why? We already, even men, have to look over their shoulders in the trucking industry, especially as crazy as it has gotten in just the last 6 months. But why, as women, should we be looking over our shoulder because, you know, we had somebody proposition us and want us to go into the back room with them to get empty while she had her children in the truck with her? Shame on you. Whatever shipper receiver you are, shame on you. And I hope your wife is watching, and I hope that she hears this. You know, we have another one that says, yes, I got propositioned all the time. I just keep it moving and avoid unnecessary contact. One of my friend's trainer asked her to go down on her a few years back, or he wasn't upgrading. So she did it. She did it. Another one, you know, the only place I was ever propositioned was at Snyder National Training. Thank you for putting their name out there. Thank you for bringing that to the limelight. Snyder National Training by another driver. It happened 20 years ago. Two of us reported it, and nothing was done. The driver was never even reprimanded. Nothing. Snyder National Training, ladies. Remember that name. Another one says, she was attacked at the shipper. The guy came behind her after she did her post-trip, and she says, it's a long story, but the end result, he didn't rape me because she fought back. It's been almost 2 years, and she still hasn't been able to be intimate with anyone because the ideal of that makes her sick.
Yep.
He took her joy from her. You know, here's another one. A truck wash employee tried to assault a woman a few years ago. Never go to the truck wash off of I-78 in Pennsylvania. I-78 in Pennsylvania. Thank you for putting that out there. Thank you for sharing that. Here's another one. Propositioned a lot, and when I was training, I woke up with my trainer's hands in my pants, saying, I must have been having a dream about him because I was all wet. That happened on Friday and couldn't get anyone from the company to get back with me. I ended up taking an Uber to the closest airport and dealt with it after Thanksgiving. This is after dealing with the trainer that screamed at me for telling dispatch he was asleep when we were supposed to be in New Jersey. And when they got back, they placed me and another male trainer, the one that assaulted me. When I told him that I was uncomfortable with another male trainer, they threatened to fire me for sexual discrimination. Are you kidding me? What is going on?
That one really got me. That one really, really got under my skin.
You know, what is going on? No, this is not okay. Not okay. Not okay, guys. You know, USA Today has said that, you know, it's given, if you're a woman in the middle of nowhere late at night in an area where there are a lot of men, you may stick out like a sore thumb and become a mark. To protect yourself as a female driver, it would be wise to consider reconsidering safer places to stop at a safer time to ensure you don't come across danger. Well, apparently they don't understand how trucking works, and we don't get, you know, really to choose a good time to stop. You know, most of the time that we're stopping is at night. So we don't usually get to stop during the day.
And especially not with the implementation. The implementation of the ELDs doesn't allow for that. And the hours of service, it doesn't allow you to pick and choose. You know, when your time is up, your time is up. You have to stop.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So the ELDs keeps us from being able to decide when we can go and when we got to stay. A woman in this women's group had posted that last year somebody had taken this situation to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Where that has gone, I don't know. But I don't see how the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration can do anything about women being attacked and sexually assaulted by trainers when the women are going to the corporate offices and nothing's being done about it. Nothing. So, you know, USAVDA also said, for men on the road, life is tough, but for women, it's harder. Far from family and friends, they are forced to grapple with sexism, sexual harassment, personal safety, hygiene, and the overall trucker lifestyle associated with poor health while trying to turn to a space the size of a backyard shed into a rolling home of wheels, sometimes for weeks per outing. Yeah, they got that statement right. They got that statement right, you know. So with that, I would like for my guest, because we've got to get her going, welcome to Lana's Talk. Thank you so much for being so brave for coming on here and wanting to share your story and hopefully help somebody to empower them to come forward so that we can all band together to get something done. So please introduce yourself.
Hey, Lana. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. I am ecstatic to be here. And after listening to you know, the comments that were left on the post, I simply just replied yes to it because I didn't want to go into details about it. I'm already having to go through a lot of detail about it, and I'll explain that later. But just listening to those comments, I am kind of surprised, but at the same time not. What happened to me, and I wasn't going to mention their name until you spoke about it earlier, to speak up and speak out. I was working for Schneider National Carriers, and I got my CDL in August of 19. I started working for them September, and I had a road instructor. You know, you have to do classroom training and road training with them for 2 weeks before you go OTR training. But he was one of my on-site trainers. And you know, the entire time he would flirt with me, he would make inappropriate comments, you know, he would talk about how beautiful I was and, you know, just go on and on. And my way of deflecting things back to him and trying to keep his mind off me was to bring up his wife. He was very married, in his 60s, and had been with them for a number of years and seemed like a really stand-up guy to them, to everybody, you know. But, you know, as women, for some reason, we don't take these things as seriously as we should, or we do, but out of fear of a plethora of different things, we don't speak up. And I did not speak up that entire time. I just let it ride, even though, you know, Schneider does, as part of their classroom training, they go through this whole what do they call it, sexual harassment training, and I think most companies are doing that now. They're doing diversity training, sexual harassment training, blah, blah, blah. It means nothing if it's not being enforced, right? So
right.
I made my way through training. I get out on the road, and a few weeks later, I get routed back to the terminal where this particular trainer worked. Long story short, he sees me sitting in my truck. He jumps out his truck. He comes and talks to me. He takes it upon himself to reach into my cab, peck me on the lips, And at this point, I'm beside myself again because I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? It's kind of like those one of those situations where you're like, you still, for a number of reasons as women, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to jeopardize my job. I don't want to be seen as that girl, the troublemaker, the one who tattles. I don't want to get involved in retaliation. I don't want to be questioned because it's always somehow our fault. I don't want to go through the emotional turmoil of having to deal with it, going through the blame, going through the excessive questioning and all this kind of stuff. You know, really all we want to do is the same thing the men want to do, is do our jobs, you know. But we already know as women we're going to have to go through a whole litany of things that they would never face. And so we keep silent. We just put our heads down and we want to do our job. And so I just told him, I said, hey, look, I got an appointment I got to get to. I need to get out of here. That was my way of getting rid of him. Well, he goes back to his truck. I get out of my truck to let up my landing gear. And he takes it upon himself to get back out of his truck, run up to me, grab me, start kissing me with his freaking tongue in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
And...
You need a moment? Do you need to take a breath? Are you okay?
I'm gonna say it because I have to say it all the time. Because I'm at a place now, even though this happened in late October of last year, a lot of things have taken place. But in July of this year, I was fed up with Snyder. I was fed up with, you know, feeling unsafe on the road. I was fed up with a lot of things that were going on with them that I wasn't sure. You know, is it just me? Is it trucking? Is it retaliation? Is it this? I had too many questions. I felt unsafe. I felt hurt, angry, disappointed, something all the time other than good. And so July 3rd, I came home and I haven't been back out on the road since. I've just been working on my podcast, working on my personal healing, working on building my business, things like that. But I will tell you what I did in the meantime, Lena. What I did in the meantime when I first got off the road is starting researching what I could do about what had happened to me. Because this is the part that never gets talked about. And okay. What I learned was I had legal recourse, thinking that I needed to maybe find a lawyer. You can't even get to that step. You can't even sue unless you file a complaint with the EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. We are not told that. None of that gets told to us. So this is how you fight back, ladies. Corporate offices are not going to do you any good. They do not care. Because no. I did report mine to the corporate office and nothing was done. So you go to the EEOC, you can go to their website, you file your complaint. They will at that time decide if you have a legitimate claim for what they call a charge. Once they do a charge, they will send it over to the corporate whoever. They have time to answer back to let them know whether or not they want to enter into mediation. You get to decide, they get to decide whether or not you want to enter into mediation. And then it goes from there. Well, I am at the point now where Snyder did not answer the mediation request. So I'm at the place now where I'm waiting for my case to be investigated by the EEOC, and then we will go further from there. But I am at a place now where there is no more, in my own personal case, I can't speak for other women, but there's no more victim for me. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to take the blame for it. I'm not going to take the fall for it. I'm not going to sit back and act like it was my fault. I'm not going to sit back and do nothing and hope it gets better. None of that. This is my way of making it better for me. I'm not saying that every woman is strong enough to go through this. There is time parameters. They only give you in some states 3 months, some states 6 months to file your charge with the EEOC or you have no legal recourse. You can't just go and file a lawsuit. I'll tell you another thing. A lot of lawyers are unwilling to take on your case. So you're going to have to beat the streets to find a lawyer. So yeah. It's not an easy fight. It's an uphill battle, but for me personally, Lena, it's worth it.
It is worth it. It, you know, and I did the same thing as you. You know, I as well have a complaint against the school that I was going to, and it's also under investigation right now for discrimination and sexual harassment as well. My story is nothing like yours, and thank God. You know, I'm so sorry that this happened to you, and you know what? You're right. You are not a victim. You are a survivor, and you are a fighter, and you're going to help change this industry because we're going to take a stand. This is intolerable, and it does not need to be going on. Just because, and I'm going to get a little vulgar here, so if you have children watching, please remove them from the show right now. You know, this is I rated it rated R so that you would know. I don't usually get like this, but we're talking about real world things here. And just because we have vaginas and breasts and not a penis between our legs does not mean that we have the right, or you have the right, to treat us any different. We should be treated equal. If we behave in a mannerism to where all we want to do is get a CDL and do what we love to do. You don't know what our passion was before we came to your school. You don't know. Trucking could be in our blood. Trucking's in my blood. My uncles, you know, were truck drivers for a long time, and one of them actually just a few years ago had to get out of trucking because he got cancer. And he sent me a message today and told me, you know, that it really lifts his spirit for him to watch my videos of me trucking and my pictures and my show. So, you know, this one's for you, Uncle Danny. but we deserve to be respected. You know, the trucking industry is not like any, it's not any different than any other job out there. Yes, it is dominated by men. But there's no reason for you to take that dominance and force us into a corner and strip our dignity from us, make us feel ashamed. You know, you don't have the right to do that. And I am so proud of you, Sunshine, for having the guts and the willing and the want to stand up to that, you know, and make a difference. You know, I do want to read this. You know, back in 2018, Prime was sued. Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't. I hadn't heard
about it. I did.
Yeah, I'm going to read this to you. Mega carrier Prime is being sued for federal government for allegedly failing to take adequate steps to prevent their drivers from being victimized or sexually harassed. According to the press release issued by the EEOC, the people you're talking about, one of Prime's drivers allegedly continually sexually harassed at least one of his co-drivers. The EEOC blames Prime for failing to take adequate steps to prevent sexual harassment of its drivers. In the lawsuit, the EEOC alleges that Prime driver Eric Weekly used to be a trainer, Eric Weekly, remember that name, ladies, for the company. After he sexually harassed at least one female driver trainer, the company stopped using him as a trainer but allowed him to continue driving team. When they placed Weekly together with Melinda Herrete, they didn't warn her about Weekly's past. Of course, over the course of the next 6 weeks, Weekly allegedly talked about sex in graphic and violent ways, including bragging that he had been arrested for rape. He alleged showing Herrete pictures that he had taken of another co-driver as she was climbing into the top bunk. He also allegedly attempted to control her by not allowing her to take care of her own personal needs, including showering. When Herrete made it clear that his comments were inappropriate, Weekly allegedly threatened that she would lose her job and her CDL if she reported him. And that goes on. It goes on, doesn't it, Sunshine?
Yeah, it does. Why these companies choose to look the other way is beyond me. Because we are entering a new era, in case nobody has noticed. there are so many things on the horizon where women are starting to, if not be protected, learning to protect themselves. And so the things that men once got away with, there are those of us women who are standing up and saying, I'll be damned, excuse my French.
No.
If this
Come on
continues to happen to
show.
Me, you know, and it really doesn't have to take every woman. It just has to take the ones of us who are willing to be like the woman in that article.
Yes,
you know?
because then they said she finally did report him to Prime. She claims that it took the carrier a long time to reassign her. During the time, the lawsuit alleges that she missed significant work and lost income. Every employer has an obligation to take adequate steps to prevent sexual harassment in their workplace, whether the workplace is an office, a kitchen, or on a truck, said Andrea G. Barron, regional attorney for EEOC St. Louis District. When employers fail to take those steps, they fail all their workers and enable a cycle of abuse and sexual harassment continues. The lawsuit is seeking monetary and injunctive relief for Herete. It is also seeks to force Prime to take proper steps to prevent further harassment of its employees. So, yes, Ms. Herete, if you're watching this show, thank you. Thank you for standing up for us. Sunshine,
thank you
for standing up for us. You know, if we will all come together that are being sexually harassed or that are being violated, come together, take a stand, stand up strong, stand united. No, you're not alone. Don't be shamed. Don't be blamed. It is not your fault. It is not. You have to believe that. You have to believe within the hearts of your heart that you did nothing to deserve those comments, to have somebody stick their tongue down your throat, all because you wanted to better yourself, all because you wanted to get an education and drive a truck. No, I'm sorry. Absolutely not. Unacceptable. And we're coming. So if there are any trainers watching this, no, we're here and we're coming. And we're going to unite and we're going to stand up together and we're going to take you down so that you cannot do this to any other woman or man out there. You know, there are a lot of men out there that would never, ever report being sexually harassed. Never. It's just absolutely against male nature to do that. So, you know, how are you today, Sunshine? I mean, how are you feeling? Are you sleeping okay? You know, how has your life been?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of in a unicorn-type mindset because the person that I've always been has always been the kind to attract sexual predators from the time I was a little girl. And I've come to embrace a side of myself that is very sensual, very open, very loving. And so you're going to attract one of two types of people, people who are very much like you or people who are totally opposite. And so I took that part of my personality to learn to figure out how I stay loving, how I stay kind, how I stay beautiful and even sensual as a woman, and not allow it to put me in a space where I cannot have love for a man, that I cannot be with a man. And so that is, you know, why I started the podcast. I started the Sunshine Experience about becoming more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. It's a way for me to tap into who I am and to express the loving side of myself and to help others do the same. But it also gives, you know, a way for me and others to tap into that side of self-love, that deep connection to loving who you are as a person, not making any excuses or taking any blame, for anything that isn't you or a part of you, but using your own personal self-love and power to do the things that you need to do in life as a person, to plow through, to think deep, to protect yourself, to love, to breathe, to have faith in whatever it is that makes you a better you. And that's where I am today. I do still get squeamish and sick to my stomach when I think about what he did. I still shake and whatever when I tell the story. I have to repeat it over and over to different lawyers, to, you know, different agents of the EEOC. I still go through that side of things. But when it's all over, I stick my chest out. I push my shoulders back. I put my head up. I breathe deeply, and I go and be sunshine. That's how I'm getting
there. There you go. And you know that. Do you have any questions for Miss Sunshine, Susie? Miss Sunshine, this is Susie. This is my co-host, my best friend. My co-host's life is so busy, and she has so much stuff going on. For her to take the time out of her day to come on here and be with me and hold my hand and keep me right, because, you know, I like to come on here and sometimes say things that I'm not supposed to, I feel blessed to have her in my life. And, Susie, I just want to say that I feel so blessed to have you. You are God sent to me. You do not even know how much you are God sent to me, because you are. Miss Sunshine, she is one of those women that when that stuff was going on with me in my trucking school, I called her, and she helped me because I had somebody that I could reach out to that I knew that I could trust. Because that probably is you. Do you have trust issues?
Pardon? I didn't hear that last part. What did you say?
Do you have trust issues? Do you have trusting people?
Not really in the sense that I have friends that I've had forever, like you and Susie. Hey, Susie, it's nice to meet you. I still connect
to
those
people.
I still connect to them. I still talk to them. As far as when it comes to meeting new people, I won't say that I don't trust them. I just don't open up. You know, I don't give too much. It's like, you know, I need to see you. I need to, like, see inside your soul and see what's your intentions.
Yes.
That kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have trust issues, and so for me to be able to find somebody that I can connect with and trust and be able to call on the day that, you know, that some of this stuff was happening to me, it really helped me to keep my mind, because, you know, I'm not just I'm a survivor of that, but I am also a survivor of rape, you know, from a small child to adulthood. So I'm a survivor. Hear those words. Not a victim. I am a survivor. And to be, yes, we are survivors, and we are here to empower, to help, to carry, so that you know you're not alone. You are not, you need to understand, ladies, you are not alone. We are here for you. There is no shame. I promise you. Susie, do you have any questions you would like to, for Miss Sunshine?
I do. I do have one quick question, because I don't know if I missed it or if you didn't say. I'm not a trucker. I own three trucks with my husband, and he drives one of them. So we kind of have our own little fleet going on. But when I was younger, in my late teens, actually, I think it was, I got a job in a factory, and I was harassed by a male coworker, and it was really bad because, like, reporting it did nothing. It, like you said, no one cared, and he had, like, this little band of women that started bullying me once I reported him, so it just made it unbearable, and long story short, I quit the job. So...
Oh.
Hello?
Are we having technical difficulties here? Every week, Miss Sunshine, Lena's talk has technical difficulties. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Susie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you now.
Hear.
What was your question? Shelly, she heard your question.
My question was, did the lawyer tell you about the EEOC? How did you find that out?
I was up late one night. I couldn't sleep. It was probably 1 in the morning. I just kept ruminating about what happened to me. I hit a point where I was fed up, and I just went fishing on the internet and ran into the information.
Wow.
So I guess it was just my soul seeking answers, you know, and I just started digging and digging and digging. Yeah. So that's how I found out, because I couldn't find a lawyer. I didn't even know what kind of lawyer to get, anything. And I'm still actually at this point fishing for, you know, an actual real attorney. I talked to one, one called me. I'll admit, I shed about 2 tears and I was like, F that fool, you know. But he called me and he listened to my story and he was like, I'm not interested in helping you. You messed this case up from the beginning and there's no way you're going to win in court.
Wow.
And I was
why?
He said that because I waited about 2 weeks before I reported it. So he said because I waited and because I took some time off from Snyder and went back to work, that hurts my case. But it's like, I asked him, I said, so him sticking his tongue down my throat uninvited means nothing. And he's like, well, I feel your pain, but I don't, your case, I can't win it. You know, take care of yourself.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, go ahead, Susie.
In the very least, that is, at the very minimal, that is sexual assault in the state that I live in. Any penetration is of one's body is considered rape. It doesn't matter if it's actually some man forcing himself on you with his penis. Any penetration is considered rape.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I've talked to a few people about the sexual assault part, but you know, it's just really hard as a woman. Nobody really cares. Like, you know, if people in authority, it could be, you know, a governor, a president. It can be the mailman. It could be the guy next door. It's all the same to them, you know. And until we actually just start fighting back, you know, it's like I said, I shed a couple tears after I got off the phone with that lawyer. And I was like, F him. You know, I'm going on to the next, and I have other calls out. I'm just going to keep going until I find one. But I can tell you guys this. My son was falsely accused back in 2017 of 2 burglaries and was facing 20 years in prison. I was not having it. They were not getting my baby for something he didn't do. He was not that kind of kid. Now, if he was that kind of kid, I would have been like, yeah, you know, take him. Do what you got to do. I'll put money on his books. I'll write him. I'll visit him. I'll love on him. But he's going to do his time. But for something he didn't do, no, we're not having it. And I fought back. I not only got those charges dropped, but I got his record expunged. And that's how I mean to fight for myself. You know, we fight for our children and our families all the time, but we never fight for ourselves. And I was at a point where I was tired of not fighting for me anymore. So I'm going to keep on. I'm going to find somebody. And if I don't find somebody, hey, there's always the press. There's somebody out there that'll fight with me and for me.
Right.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, Miss Sunshine, I'll fight with you. And I think that we should bring a class action lawsuit against these trainers, not just one. I think that we should all band together and we should bring a class action lawsuit against these trainers for the sexual assault and the sexual harassment and the discrimination. You know, when it's just one speaking about it, but when you get a group together and they're all saying pretty much the same thing, it's a whole different story. We'll get somebody's attention. Somebody will mm-hmm. pay attention to us, and somebody will help us. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure all we will have to do is post it on social media who would be interested in a class action lawsuit against a trainer for sexual harassment or sexual assault. Like the woman that woke up with her, that the trainer had his hands down her pants. You know?
I think we would have to start with the companies.
I think it would have to be
against the companies.
Yes. Yes, it should be against the companies.
Well, the rule of law is you go after the deepest pocket. And the deepest
right.
pocket is going to be the corporation. You know, you're not going to get anything suing the individual, but you would obviously have to name that individual in the lawsuit.
Right.
I only know these things because I did take some law classes when I was younger. But yeah, you would have to go after the companies. And like Lena said, the more you said you had the same company Snyder as another lady. So we know it's
yes.
not an isolated incident. We know that it's not, you know, and if Prime has already been sued, then
yes.
obviously they know there's a problem. So, you know, Snyder is another big company. And you know, I'm sure it was so disheartening to see how many women commented on that particular post that they had been had experienced this. And it's one thing, I guess, for me and Sunshine, I don't know how you feel, but it's one thing for me to hear that a woman is randomly, it's not okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm in no way saying that it's okay. Some truck driver at the truck stop is inappropriate towards a woman is one thing. But when you're put in a truck with a trainer, like you said, technically, that is an authority figure because they're supposed
exactly.
to know more than you. They're your teacher. When you're put
exactly.
in that truck with that trainer by that company and they use their power over you to do this, to perpetrate this, that takes things to a whole different level.
That's right.
None of it's okay. But you're literally yeah. trying to earn a living for yourself and your family. And you shouldn't feel
yeah.
like in the process of doing that, that that you're going to be demeaned, that you're going to be victimized.
Right. You know, and it's definitely where a lot of the women, you know, were forced into positions where it was, you know, do this or your job. Because
right.
And then the average person out on the street would say, well, just don't do it and go get another job. Well, nobody knows how they'll react in a certain situation. And nobody knows how hard it was for this woman to get this job or how long it took her to get this trainer because there aren't enough female trainers, as Lena mentioned earlier. Or, you know, what are
right.
the dynamics at home? Like, she may have kids at home and she needs to keep her paycheck rolling to take care of them. You know, these kind of things. And these guys know they're in positions of authority.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, for this one company, I'd like to know what, you know, the company was where they removed that guy as a trainer but let him still drive for the company. And he was bragging about how he had been charged with rape. And they were putting female
mm-hmm.
drivers with him.
Right.
You know?
Well, as far
no.
as I know, my perpetrator is still with the company. You know, I don't know in what capacity, but I know Snyder has, at this point, from what I last heard, you know, they haven't really done much with him.
That's sad.
I'm
all for it. I'm all for ladies to, for us to come forward, for us to tell our story, and us to get somebody involved that, you know, because I don't, to me, you know, money, okay, but what I'd really like to see happen to these trainers is they are stripped from their CDLs. They are never allowed to drive a truck again, ever. Not just not train, but they lose their CDL and they are never allowed to get into a semi again, ever. And they have to register as sexual offenders. That stigmatism should carry with them for the rest of their life, like it carries with us when it happens to us. What do you think, Sunshine?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I don't think we just need to focus on the trainers, though, because there are, you know, fellow drivers who do it. Know, I'm sure there are people in the corporate offices who may be doing the same things. I mean, we have to go to the head, you know. We have to go to the head.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. So anybody, if you're in a kitchen, if you are in an office, if you're in the trucking industry, if you're being sexually harassed or sexually assaulted by an employer, by a coworker, come forward. Let's do a class action lawsuit. You know, these people need to be held accountable for their actions. You know, their lives need to experience some of the devastation that they have caused you, me, and Sunshine. Because I'm telling you, being a woman of those kinds of acts, you develop post-traumatic stress disorder to certain things. You know, I don't know about you, Sunshine, but I, you know, don't handle loud noise. The tearing of duct tape really sets me off. You know, there are things that I still, to this day, and it's been 20 years since my last attack, that I still cannot, you know, I just can't handle it. You know, and I'm a woman truck driver. How many times a day do you think that I have to deal with duct tape? You know, So I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. I still don't have an answer back from the EEOC about my situation because I filed it with the state of Missouri and the Equal Opportunity Employer because my school was paid for a grant through the state of Missouri. So my complaint went through my state, and they are proactively now doing an investigation. I should be hearing a resolution of that within, you know, the next few days. And depending on what they decide after their investigation, I will be seeking out an attorney because I want this trainer stripped of his rights. I want him to register, you know, because not only did he do those kind of things to me, but there was this other woman there, and she is a victim of abuse. Her boyfriend had put a gun to her head and was going to kill her. She filed an ex parte order against him, you know, while she was in school, but every day that she would come to school, this trainer was constantly cussing at her and talking down to her and just really mentally battering and abusing her, you know, to the point to where she thanked me because she said, you know, since you've been here, he's really laid off of me, so thank you. And I didn't do anything but make my presence known. I guess I have a very strong presence. You know, I'm welcoming, not inviting. So,
right,
you know,
right.
I do appreciate you coming on here tonight and sharing your story with us. And I'd like to stay in contact with you if that's okay. And I really mean it. I'm not doing this for the talk show, Sunshine. I really mean it. I want us to band together, and I want to do something. You know, something has to be done. It's got to stop. Because these perpetrators still doing it, you know. And if we don't take a stand now, it's never going to change. And more women are coming into the industry now than there has ever been. So there are more... There are more victims out here for these predators. Those trainers are probably dropping their mouth.
And the thing is, ladies, The bad thing is when these guys get away, like Sunshine, this guy has gotten away with what he did to you. What's he going to mm-hmm. be bold enough to try with the next woman?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
I would venture to say that for him to go that far, I'm probably not the first one.
Probably not. I would doubt that you're the first one. And mm-hmm. that's just, you know, it's sickening. And you know, we do live in a better time than our grandmothers did, you know, and then our moms did. Because when they mm-hmm. were, you know, it was hush hush, you know, you keep your mouth shut or else, you know, and they didn't have any recourse. So we do live in a better society where that's concerned because we are now able to speak out, but we still got a lot of hurdles to overcome when it comes to this bullshit, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. And, you know, you're always going to have those people and it's typically, I mean, you do have some women. I can think of a few right now, right off the top of my head, that love to shame other women for whatever reason, whether it be the way they dress or, you know, the makeup they wear or whatever. But that is becoming the minority of people now. There are more people like us now that are willing to say, no, you don't get to shame that woman because she had on heels and a skirt. She's entitled to wear whatever she chooses to put on her body, you know?
Exactly.
So that's the good thing. That's the good thing. But we still have some hurdles to overcome because we need to make it to where we no longer make excuse for male children. Our male children have to be held to a standard that, you know, I know for a fact that my grandsons will be raised in a way that you do not, what's the word? You do not infringe upon a woman who doesn't want your attention.
Exactly.
You don't put yourself in that situation. You don't put her in that situation. When a girl tells you no, and you don't even. We've got to stop sexualizing everything. Everything is over-sexualized. And thereby, it makes excuses for boys to behave badly. And we have to stop doing that. We have to stop allowing that. We have to hold these kids. I was in a situation, and I can't get into very deep of details because I was in a situation with a family member who was assaulted at school, and this is a child who is in their teens, early teens. A little boy put her in a very bad position, did something very inappropriate to her in school in front of her classmates. The SRO at the school made the comment to myself and her mother that, oh, he was just joking around. He was trying to make everybody laugh. Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Well, the only thing that we had going for us, and it ended up working out in our favor, was that the administrators of that school were women, and they were not okay with that at all. And they actually mm-hmm. helped us push it and you know, demand that the boy involved has to do counseling, you know, that the boy was getting out of the situation so that the little girl did not feel like she was in danger or embarrassed or whatever the case may be. We made that happen, you know, because we weren't going to take no for an answer. So the boys will be boys. That is from the 1920s. That's not the world we live in today. Boys don't get to be boys if it means you're putting a girl in a negative position.
Exactly.
And, you know, you're right.
You know, I'm going to keep you guys updated on my case as it goes along. And I'm extremely happy to have come on here. I feel I'll be honest, the last couple of days since I talked to that lawyer, I've been really down. I've been, you know, just pressing through. It's like, you know, well, at least I have this and at least I have that. But coming on here has given me rejuvenation. I do have to get off,
good.
But I got to prepare for my show.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But I've gotten rejuvenated, and I'm excited again. I'm hopeful again. And thank you so much, Lena. Thank you, Susie. You guys have been great. And to the listeners out there, support your sisters. You know, don't be that voice that says, oh, well, she had to have done something to cause it, or she should have done this, or she should have done that. Don't be that voice. You know, if you don't have anything positive or encouraging to say, please be in the silent minority, because hopefully the majority are speaking up or at least supporting each other.
Yes. And plug your show again. Tell everybody what your show is and what time it is and how can we get there to it.
Well, my show is called The Sunshine Experience with an X. It is on Blog Talk Radio. And you can go to my website, sunshinelavere.com, and click on radio show. It'll take you to all the links. But my name is Sunshine Lavere, Sunshine, L-O-V-A-I-R-E. It's a combination of sunshine, love, and air. And so, yeah, you can go to my website, or you can just type in Sunshine Experience with an X. All kinds of stuff will come up. And the show starts in 1 hour at 8 p.m. Central. But, yeah, either way, you know, I'm grateful to have been on this podcast. I really am. I didn't know about it, Lena, but I will be listening weekly from now on before my show and as I prepare for my show. So thank you so much for reaching out to me. And like I said, this has been a blessing for me. I appreciate both of you.
I am so grateful
that you were
forward. Thank you. Thank you for being that voice that needs to be heard, because maybe your story will empower somebody else that's going through this situation right now to know that they're not alone and that there are other women out there that are fighting back, and to know that they are not at fault and they do not need to be shamed or blamed. And so thank you. Thank you for giving that opportunity and the freedom to the probabilities of those women who are being victimized right now. The bravery that it has taken for you to do this. You know, you are an admiration to me, Sunshine. Thank you. Thank you so much. And you keep fighting, and I mean it. Please let me stay with you.
Oh, I will, and I'll let you guys know what happens. And thank you so much. And to all the trucking ladies out there, you guys love your life, stack your coins, and keep on trucking.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Sunshine.
All right, then. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, that was Miss Sunshine, you guys. Don't go over there at 8 o'clock tonight and check out her Blog Talk Radio. It is Sunshine, Love, and Air. I believe that's what it was called, right, Susie? You know what? I think we have Jason on.
Oh, do we?
Do we have Jason? I think so. Let's see here. 931, are you on here?
That's
hello?
Me, Lena.
Yours ends in a different number.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. So we got two of those on here. All right. So that's our story tonight. We just wanted to touch on the sexual harassment and the women being violated in the trucking industry by trainers these days. And no, like I said, if you're a trainer or you're a driver watching, we're not taking it anymore. We're taking a stand, and we're going to stand strong. You will not shame us, and you will not blame us. You will not abuse us. No matter how we look, no matter how we walk, no matter how we talk, it doesn't mean it's an invitation for you to violate us in any way whatsoever. Because we give up the dresses, we give up the high heels, so that we don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. But we like our fingernails, our makeup, and our hair. That's the only thing that allows us to continue to be a feminine in a man's world. And we're coming in strong because we can drive those trucks and we can back them in the dock just as good as you can, if not better. Because we're more hyper-aware. We pay better attention to things going on. Ask any man out there that has his wife riding with him. He will tell you, she drives me crazy saying, oh, I hear this, or oh, I hear that. It's because we do. We do. So with that, I'd like to end our show, unless you have anything else that you'd like to say, Susie.
No, I do want to add, not only are you ladies need to use your voice, I really encourage you ladies to look into some personal protection for yourself. You know, it's not ideal that it shouldn't be that way, but you know, a little pepper spray can go a long way. If you don't want to get pepper spray, get some of that wasp spray. I hear it works even better than pepper spray. But carry something with you. You know, I do want to tell you, Lana, however, you know, I know we're talking about trucking, but something very interesting happened this evening. My daughter, you know, she started her job yesterday, went in for a second round today. I'm not going to go into too many details, but as she was working on learning a new skill, one of the managers shoved her, and he shoved her hard enough that she stumbled backwards. And one of the coworkers, Lindsay, left, of course. She said, I'm out of here. She said, no one's going to put their hands on me. And one of the coworkers looked at her and said, oh, they don't mean anything by it. They do that to everybody. So, ladies, if you're listening, I don't care what job you're in. I don't care what you do. No one gets to mistreat you. No one gets to put their hands on you. No one gets to say things to you that are inappropriate and make you uncomfortable. And like Lena said before, do not feel like you're to blame. Do not feel like you've asked for it. Do not feel like any shape, form, or fashion you deserved it. Because no one deserves to be treated poorly.
Not in any way whatsoever, whether it be sexual harassment, bullying. You know, speaking of bullying, I guess Lana's talk is still a big hit on the witch's brew. You know, kudos to you guys. I'm glad that I'm able still to consume every thought of your day. And I really love the stories that you guys are making up about my show and saying things that I said that I didn't say. Apparently, you need to get hearing aids. And the fact that, you know, you wanted to bash me because I was trying to do something good for Trucker's Final Mile and raise some money, but because I was wearing a sports bra to do that in, you wanted to bash me and say that my breast was hanging out. But yet, Miss Pollard, what's that saying? That's the kettle calling the black. What's it called? How do you say that saying?
That's the pot calling the kettle black, I believe, is what you're looking for there, Lana.
What was that?
The pot calling the kettle black.
So, but yes, thank you. We much appreciate the advertisement that you're giving our talk show. Please continue to carry out the plugs for us. We really like it. If there's anything else that we can give you for your show, please reach out to us and let us know. We would be willing to have a conversation with you about it. Would you, Susie? If you need some things to fill your show up with, feel free to reach out to us. We're always into helping our sisters in this industry and empowering and lifting each other up, not tearing each other down, not bullying and not bashing. So whether, like I said, it be verbally or sexually. So that's what I got for you tonight. Don't forget, guys, we're going to be Internet Truck Stop. Go to truckstop.com. Check out truckstop.com. You can post your truck. You can look for loads. You can book it now. $39.95 a month. We'll get you set up with them. It's a really good program. They have all kinds of other informational stuff on there. Denko's and Sons uses it a lot. They have you can communicate with brokers on there by clicking the link to get the email address to reach out to the broker and have a conversation with them. So truckstop.com, go give them a check, check them out, you know, talk with them about their programs. There might be something there that will work for you. They have many things to offer, TMS systems, factoring, many things that they can offer you in this trucking industry that is needed at this time of day and age. Next week, I do want to let you guys know we are going to be doing a show. We will have a special guest on next week. Let me get her name. I'm kind of like Wayne Campbell. Check out the driver's side. He's out there really working it hard, guys. He really is. Check him out. You know, he's got a new platform. He's doing all kinds of good stuff. Him and Sheila, they're good people, and they're out there keeping us in the know. So check out the driver's side. I want to throw them a plug. That's all right, too, isn't it, Susie?
Yes, and they're on every morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. That'd be 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 a.m. Mountain Time. I love their show. Wayne is crazy and zany, and Sheila's down to earth and kind of keeps him in check. And you just never know what you're going to get. So it's always entertaining and it's always fun. And I try to listen every morning. And he's also doing a pretty cool Saturday evening show now.
Okay.
I think he's calling it the After Party. And it starts, I do believe, at 8 Central p.m., not morning. But he had a huge panel of drivers on this past Saturday night, and they discussed just a wide variety of topics on there, and it's pretty informative. Everybody needs to check him out because he's really good.
You mean there's other drivers out there that have ideals about the trucking industry other than Groschner and Schmidt? What? Say it in so.
I want to do a small plug, too, for you guys. Your favorite freight broker, Steve Oatley, he does a show every night. Well, and he's gotten to where he does a couple throughout the day sometimes, too, depending on what's going on in this crazy world we live in. But I tend to watch him every single night. He does a nightly show. It's PT News Network. It's a news network that he owns. And, I mean, he's pretty good. He's been covering the debates. He's been covering the rioting and the protests. And, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, it's a different spin. You know, all the media these days, you tend to get one-sided depending on which media source you're using. And he kind of cuts it – he kind of shows it real world. So you guys check him out, too, you know. We got to support each other. We've got to lift each other up, and we've got to try to help each other out. So, Lena, it's awesome that you did this for Wayne, and you know, now we got to plug Steve a little bit. And Sunshine,
yes.
I'm
yep.
looking forward to her show tonight.
Me too.
I'll make sure that I tune into that.
Yeah, so we got Sunshine. We got your favorite freight broker, Steve Oatley. We got Wayne Campbell. Those are all good shows for you guys to go and watch because it's real, it's raw, and it's the truth. It's the truth, you know, and that's all we're ever
yep.
really looking for is the truth out here, you know. I do want to tell you guys, next week we are going to be doing our show. We will have a special guest on. Her name is Elaine Copeland. She is currently writing a book. She was a victim of sex trafficking, and she has escaped. So she is a survivor. I'm super excited to have her on the show next week. We're going to hear about how she kind of got into was kidnapped and taken into the world of sex trafficking, what it was like to be there, how she got out, how she's doing today. It's going to be a very super intense show. So if you're interested in those kind of things, it would be a good place and platform for the truckers' wives and parents to have your children listening, or you can share with them so that they can see it is real. I wish that I could get my granddaughter to listen and to be a part of this show because I fear for her. So Elaine Copeland is the guest on next week. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Lana's Talk. It's always a blessing to have the viewers that we have and the listeners and the people that share and support us. And I'm going to be home for a few days. Keith is going to go back out on the road, so I'm going to kind of dial it down a little bit on the pictures and posting videos of, you know, the world of trucking with Lana and Keith. So I got to get some things taken care of here. But I'll be back next week, so I will be posting up more pictures and videos for anybody who cares about that stuff. I don't know who does. I know who does. My Uncle Danny does. He cares about it. So those are for you, Uncle Danny. I love you. I love you, Uncle Danny. So anyway, be safe out there. To all you women out there, please protect yourself. Do not be, you can engage, but do not be welcoming. Do not be inviting. You know, double secure your doors. Take your seatbelt and wrap it around the arm of your seat and latch it. I had to do that the other night because I was scared. Keith and I got to a scary place, and this truck just pulled up out of nowhere, and we were in the middle of nowhere, and the truck just kind of sat there and never went anywhere. And so Keith got his bat out. Ooh. We don't have any time to take in the truck, you know. And I was like, oh, no, we need to take in these seat belts, and we need to tie up the seats, you know, because what if they have one of those things that they can get the truck open with, you know? And we hadn't had any sleep. We'd been running hard, and, you know, we had an early morning delivery, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get, like, 2 hours of sleep. And Keith was like, I'm not going to sleep at all tonight because I got to see her and watch this dumb son of a bitch to make out sure he's not going to come to our truck and attack us. But nothing happened, so, you know, it's just me being overly cautious. You just never can be overly cautious. If you're getting out of the truck at night, have a flashlight with you so that, you know, go buy a whistle. Wear a whistle around your neck. You know, do something to protect
yourself. That's a great
idea. You know, we have to protect ourselves because nobody else is going to protect us. You know, I go in and out of truck stops all hours of the night, and I wear a whistle when I go. And, it, you know, because that will get somebody's attention. Somebody will look. You know, I was at a shipper the other day, and I was checking in, and this driver walks up to me, and this driver says, hey, who do you drive for? And I said, well, I drive for Danko and Sons. I drive for myself. He said, oh, yeah? And he went, and he put his arm around me, and he pulled me close to him, and I removed his arm off of me, and I said, yeah, I'm going to need you not to touch me like that. I said, you know, my husband's right there in the truck if you want to go have a conversation with him. He said, oh, and he backed away. But had I not said that, he had already invited himself into my personal space. You know?
Yeah, that's
he had
not
no
okay.
Right to do that. He had no right to do that. You had no right to do that. Do not invade my personal space. It is not okay. Stop it.
Yeah.
So there you go. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Lana's Talk. We'll be back next Thursday with Elaine Copeland as our special guest. And if you have any show ideas or things that you want us to talk about, remember, this is your platform. This is a place for your voice to be heard because we care about what you think. It matters. It matters. Everything that you think matters to us. And we will share it with the world for you. You will be heard. You will be heard. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.